From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Afghan presidential challenger Abdullah Abdullah is pulling out of a November 7th runoff election. Abdullah accused the government of incumbent President Hamid Karzai of not meeting his requirements for a fair vote after an initial election marred by fraud. International monitors threw out about 1 million votes from that election. Abdullah has not called on voters to boycott the election, but he says efforts to plan a power-sharing government have failed. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
Dr. Abdullah said that he's tried over the last few days to have some sort of discussions about power sharing, and they've completely fallen apart. I think it was clear from the beginning, fraud or not, that Dr. Abdullah had a harder road to travel in this particular election, that the chances of him winning the second time around were actually less, because it was felt that a lot of the votes that went to other candidates would, in fact, go to Karzai rather than him. And so, certainly from that standpoint, that President Karzai felt, let's just go to a second round. I don't want to cut a deal with anybody and let the chips fall where they may.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Kabul. A top advisor to President Obama says he expects the president to make a decision on his war strategy in Afghanistan within weeks. David Axelrod tells CBS it's a rigorous process as the president wants to make sure the strategy is right. House Republican leader John Boehner and other lawmakers are pressing Mr. Obama to act soon. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner concedes the federal budget deficit is too high, but says the priorities are revving up the economy and creating jobs.
This is a very tough economy. It's only been 3 initial months of positive growth. It's going to take some time for unemployment to come down, for jobs to get created again.
Asked on NBC's Meet the Press whether that means President Obama will raise taxes, Geithner refused to say yes or no, but noted Mr. Obama is opposed to adding to the tax burden of people making less than $250,000 a year. A storm that's killed at least 20 people in the Philippines is now headed over the South China Sea toward Vietnam. Dwali Saikau Tao has more on that story.
When Typhoon Marinay struck the Philippine capital and surrounding provinces yesterday, it added more misery to what was already a difficult situation. South of Manila, a bridge was washed away, houses were destroyed or submerged in floodwaters, and power was cut to parts of Manila because of strong winds. Disaster officials said 4 people are still missing. This was the 4th storm to batter the Philippines in over a month. Areas that were badly flooded from those storms remain underwater. In Vietnam, government officials have ordered evacuations in coastal provinces ahead of Marinay's arrival. The tropical storm is expected to make landfall there tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau Tao.
You're listening to NPR News. The UN Refugee Agency says it's closed the books on one of the longest-running refugee sagas in the world, with the return of 400 Burundians who fled to Tanzania in 1972. The UNHCR has helped more than 53,000 refugees return to Burundi since it began a voluntary repatriation operation in 2008. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
In a fitting symbolic move, the Burundian refugees took the train home from the same station where they arrived 37 years ago. Spokesman Andre Mahechich says they fled the eruption of ethnic violence, which claimed the lives of an estimated 200,000 civilians.
The voluntary repatriation of the 1972 Burundian refugees is part of a landmark program launched with the Tanzanian government to end this protracted refugee situation.
Under the same program, 162,000 Burundian refugees who chose not to go home were allowed to apply for citizenship. So far, nearly 30,000 refugees have been naturalized, and the Tanzanian government says it aims to grant citizenship to the rest by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The New York Yankees are now ahead in the World Series, 2-1 against the Philadelphia Phillies after last night's 8-5 win in Philadelphia. Game 4 takes place tonight, also in Philadelphia. An American has won the New York City Marathon today, the first time that's happened since 1982. Meb Keflezighi, born in Eritrea, finished the race in 2 hours, 9 minutes and 15 seconds. He was an Olympic silver medalist in 2004. Gerardo Tulu of Ethiopia won the women's race. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.